All right, Forrest Frank capping us off there. A couple of songs. Your Way's Better, WWIB. Wow, the morning just moving right along. It's forget quarter two. It's 14 in front here. 14 in front at 6 o'clock. Trucking right along here on a Tuesday, July 15th. Early happy birthday to our Pat Wall and his daughter, Julie. Yes, Pat Wall, our chief engineer, hear him on the air weekday mornings, 11 to noon, and also Sunday mornings, 5 until 8 in the morning. Help get you started on Sunday. And there's a lot behind the scenes technically for us. Many, many responsibilities. And so wishing him... We got a good tradition here at WIB where we pass around cards beforehand leading up to somebody's birthday. And so everybody on the staff or a lot of people, maybe some of the part-timers, not so much, but some of the... I'm part-time. But anyhow, folks that are around during the week get to sign. And then... usually there's a candy bowl that's put out. I think we even had leftover M&Ms from Greg Stewart's birthday. It was Sunday, but we had the card and everything was out even on Friday. So anyhow, behind the scenes peek here at WWIB. Well, I read this morning that longtime pastor and radio preacher John MacArthur had died of pneumonia at the age of 86. So... thoughts and prayers for his family, the Grace to You show. Also, author of many, many books. What about today in history? Kind of getting a take on that as we get started. It is July 15th. And July 15th, 1971, in a stunning move during the Cold War, President Richard Nixon announced he'll become the first American leader to visit communist China.
To seek the normalization of relations between the two countries and also to exchange views on questions of concern to the two sides.
Yeah, Nixon's trip to China in 1972 paved the way for full diplomatic ties between Washington and Beijing, ending decades of hostility. Now, as a kid, I don't remember that announcement as much as, you know, it was a big deal that Nixon was in China. So I remember that. I remember, like, some of the images on TV, early 70s of that. July 15th, 1997.
Okay, hold on. How did he get shot, sir?
I don't know. He's walking in front of his home. It's Johnny Versace.
Yeah, in Miami Beach, fashion designer Johnny Versace was shot to death outside his home. And finally, July 15th, 1916. In Seattle, the start of what becomes the world's largest aircraft maker. As William Boeing founds the company that now bears his name. So there you go, some Today in History items here on WWIB. And then we lead into a devotion. Yesterday we read The Gambler from Robert Morgan's On This Day. And today I think we're going to... we're going to stick with, I'm going to go back to Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And I believe we are next up to John 13:13, which says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am." Jason writes, "As he talked with his disciples, Jesus again confirmed his identity. He reminded them of who he was and by what authority he was able to tell them how to live. Jesus was their teacher. They had lived for 3 years as his apprentices, listening as he taught them by word and action. He was not passing on a merely intellectual faith, but a comprehensive embodied faith. He was teaching them to become love. He spoke and lived a life of love. He wanted them to do likewise. Jesus was also their Lord. They recognized that he was not one rabbi among many. He was someone greater. They believed that he was the promised Messiah. As Lord, he had every right to command them, but he taught and led as a servant. His servant leadership was countercultural then, just as it is now. In today's church, many of us accepted Jesus as Savior, but do we also take him as teacher and Lord? Do we willingly look at his life and teaching to understand godliness? Do we submit our wants, desires, and self-centeredness to his Lordship, asking him with willing hearts to take over our lives?" Our closing prayer from John 13:13 in this devotion today. Jesus, you tell us that you're Lord and teacher, yet so often we fail to live in light of that reality. We perilously reject your sovereignty when we reject your infinite wisdom. Forgive us, Lord, and turn our hearts once again to you. Good way to start the day. WWIB, still called the best 5 minutes of the day. Kind of a new wrinkles to it with the Today in History and more.
Well, One of the common myths that maybe has been perpetuated for generations has once again been busted. Mm-hmm. There is no five-second rule.
Say it ain't so. Apparently, there is a three-second rule in basketball, but there's no five-second rule when it comes to food.
And I'm sure I have said that multiple times. When I drop something, or maybe when a child drops something, five-second rule. Okay. Not true, but just hate to see it go to waste.
I know. Apparently, it's a completely unscientific belief that food left on the floor for less than 5 seconds is sufficiently ick-free.
But scientists at Clemson, because apparently this was worth spending research dollars on, quote, found that bacteria was transferred from tabletops and floors to the food within 5 seconds.
Yeah. And that is, the 5 second rule is not an accurate guide when it comes to eating food that has fallen on the floor.
I mean, some people would say, once it's on the floor, I'd never touch it anyway. But, yeah, again, it was just sort of this, you knew it wasn't true, but it was this little bit of a comfort. It's like, nah, it's probably still fine.
But then you have to decide. And it depends on what is the food item, right? And so.
True.
Anyhow, are you going to toss it? Or are you going to eat it? And
well, and then if you're like my toddler, sometimes you just toss things on the floor just to kind of see how the rest of the people at the table react. Yeah, so,
right. Oh, boy. It takes me back to my Brussels sprout days. All right. So. But one of my kids was, like, determined to show me that, yes, they can be good, Dad. And we've had them on some occasions.
It's Tuesday trivia time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Time to test your knowledge, maybe learn something new, and a chance to win some great prizes along the way. From our friends at Different Ministry today, what a prize we have for you. See Rhett Walker live in concert at Whispering Oaks in Willard this Saturday. Brand new professional outdoor venue. This is a benefit concert for the Made New Recovery program. So encouraging everyone to get out there and support. Again, very, very important work that they are doing, trying to get this off the ground. So this Saturday, Whispering Oaks in Willard, Rhett Walker live in concert with Noah Wolf from King's Conquest. And you can get 2 tickets to see Rhett Walker plus 2 different ministry t-shirts if you can solve this. 715-723-2555. Let's dive right into the question. It is this. 1 in 4 parents say they never do this. Never do what? 1 in 4 parents say they never do this. 715-723-2555.
What could it be? All right. Phone lines are open. 723-2555. Great prize on the line, concert tickets and t-shirts, 723-2555.
And Rhett Walker's just fantastic. Again, he was at One Fest and just a wonderful performer and very, very thoughtful singer-songwriter as well. 1 in 4 parents say they never do what? 715-723-2555.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm calling from Cadott.
Hi, Nicole.
Morning. Go ahead.
What's your guess?
My guess is they never spank their kids.
Never spank their kids. Yeah, a lot of folks have different opinions on corporal punishment. Never spank their kids. 1 in 4 parents.
Sorry.
Not it. Thank you, Nicole. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Keep the guesses coming here on WWIB. Rhett Walker music coming up. All joy, no stress. So don't stress over this, but still have some joy maybe if you win this whole thing. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Boyd.
Jamie, what do you think?
Kiss their kids?
Never kiss their kids. Never give them that physical affection. 1 in 4 parents say they never do that.
No.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Jamie. Word from Kadat, from Boyd. Are we just going to keep going out there along Highway 29? That's fine. But other people are welcome to call, too.
Go East, young listener. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney. I'm calling from Rice Lake.
All right, going north. Hi, what's your guess?
Is it let their kids go to sleepovers?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a great guess. Yeah, I know. Some parents, that is the opinion. Is that the way to go? And that is not what we're looking for.
1 in 4 parents say they never do this. Never do what? 715-723-2555.
Good guesses so far. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Jackie from Durand.
Hey, Jackie. Where are the guys today? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm south. Yeah,
don't brush their kids' teeth. Okay. That they don't
brush their kids' teeth. Yeah, because I know we've had this discussion in our household. Like, how do you help the kids develop those healthy dental habits, brushing habits?
Yeah. Could that be it? Sorry, Jackie.
Good to hear from Durand, though.
All right, keep the calls coming here. We'll take 3 more guesses, 723-2555. But to take 3 more, we've got to get 3 more. Again, what's the question, Caleb?
One in four parents say they never do this. One in four parents say they never do what? This is for two tickets to see Rhett Walker this Saturday at Whispering Oaks in Willard, along with Noah Wolf of King's Conquest. Going to be a wonderful evening of music. Two different ministry t-shirts thrown in as well. And again, you can get tickets at the gate or at differentministry.org. But your chance to win them right here, right now.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Will from Hillsdale.
All right, Will, what do you think?
They don't read to their kids.
Oh, that would be very sad. And
from this show's opinion, that's a cardinal crime.
Could that be it? That's not it. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Will. One in four parents say they never do what?
723-255-5723-2555. Of course, we've got the Kids Summer Reading Challenge going on through end of August. Learn more at wib.com on that. All right. And we got another guest coming in here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, guys. Jody Wellscoff.
Hey, Jody.
I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go with take their kids to church.
Take their kids to church. All
right. One in four parents say they never take their kids to church.
Yeah, good guess. Could that be it? That's not it. Thanks.
Good guess. Thank you.
What's fairly known through the years is parents will drop their kids off, and the kids will go to church and the parents won't. Hi, you're our last guest here before 8 o'clock. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
I'm thinking maybe suggesting to them what they could be when they grow up.
Okay.
So one in four parents say they never do that, never try and nudge or suggest what their kids should be for a career.
Could that be it?
Correct.
Sorry, Linda.
Thank you for the calls. We'll try again next hour.
Yep.
One in four parents say they never do what? It's Tuesday Trivia Try Number 2 here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Your chance to win two tickets to see Rhett Walker this Saturday at Whispering Oaks in Willard. This is a benefit concert for Different Ministry and their Made New Recovery program. So again, encouraging everyone to get out there. Tickets at differentministry.org. That's differentministry.org. Or you can get your tickets at the gate. Rhett Walker live in concert with Noah Wolf of King's Conquest, as you just heard. And looking forward to that. But a chance for you to win two tickets to see Rhett this Saturday, plus two different ministry t-shirts, if you can solve this question at 715-723-2555. Our Tuesday trivia query is this. One in four parents say they never do what? One in four parents say they never do this. 715-723-2555.
We had some good guesses the first time.
Yeah, again, some of the guesses we had, one in four parents say they never spank their kids, never kiss their kids, never let their kids go to a sleepover. One in four parents say they don't brush their kids' teeth, don't read to their kids, don't take their kids to church. One in four parents say they don't suggest a career choice or try and nudge their child in a job path. None of those were correct, but good guesses. 715-723-2555. One in four parents say they never do what? 715-723-2555.
Do we have any more guesses? We had some great guesses before. I can think of other things right now, but, you know, what good is it for me to tell and guess and then only be able to tell me it's wrong? So, we want to hear from you. 723-2555. You're our first one in the 8 o'clock hour. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Boyd. Going to try one more time.
All right, Jamie.
What about paying your kids an allowance?
Paying okay. their kids an allowance. Is that something that these one in four parents say they never do?
No. Good guess, Jamie. Feel free to call back. 715-723-2555. What do one in four parents say they never do?
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
All right, Silas, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it yell?
Never yell. I would guess yell at their kids or just yell in general, not raise their voices. Yeah,
probably toward their kids. Did that be it? Not it. Thanks, Silas.
One in four parents say they never do this for two tickets to see Rhett Walker this Saturday.
Keep those calls coming at 723-2555. Good guesses there from Jamie and Silas, but we'd like to hear from you again. One in four parents say they never do this. What is it?
Go ahead.
723-2555.
We've heard from Cadott, Boyd, Rice Lake, Durand, Hillsdale, Oliva, Chippewa Falls, now Osseo, thanks to Silas. Where will we hear from next? 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia with Caleb and Havel here in the WIB Wake Up Show. One in four parents say they never do what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hey, Julie.
Hey. Do they never leave their kids with a babysitter?
Okay.
Yeah.
1 in 4 parents say they never leave their children with a babysitter.
Could that be it? Sorry, Julie. Good try.
Call back 715-723-2555. 2 tickets to see Rhett Walker this Saturday at Whispering Oaks and Willard, plus 2 different ministry t-shirts.
We'll take 3 more guesses. Right now, we don't have any coming in, but last call for guesses this time around. We'll save it till after 8:45. 1 in 4 parents say they never do this. We've had a lot of good guesses. Any more at 723-2555. Going once, twice, and it looks like we'll push it off till after 8:45 for the Rhett Walker tickets.
All right, chew on that for a bit. Think about it. What do 1 in 4 parents say they never do? We'll give you another shot to win these tickets to see Rhett this Saturday. It's Tuesday Trivia. It is try number 3 on this Tuesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. We are giving away 2 tickets to see Rhett Walker live in concert this Saturday at Whispering Oaks in Willard, plus 2 different ministry t-shirts. Paul from Willard, the founder, along with his wife Nicole, different ministry, wanted me to remind folks as well, too, that again, this is rain or shine, and you're welcome to bring canopies, and they'll have rain ponchos available for purchase as well, too. It's just in case of inclement weather, it looks like it should be pretty solid, too, for Saturday. So plan to get your tickets at the gate or at differentministry.org. But you have a chance to win tickets right now by calling in to 715-723-2555 and answering this question that has stumped everyone so far. 1 in 4 parents say they never do this. What is it? 1 in 4 parents say they never do what? 715-723-2555 for your chance to see Rhett Walker this Saturday at Whispering Oaks in Willard.
All right, we've had a lot of good guesses so far. We'll keep them going here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty from Triple Falls.
Hi, Patty. Good to hear from you.
My guess is start a savings account.
Okay, start a savings account maybe for their kids. Get them started off on a good financial footing.
Could that be what the parents are saying? Is that it? Thanks.
Thank you, Patty. 1 in 4 parents say they never do what? You can call us back, 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. Keep guessing away here on Tuesday Trivia.
Rhett Walker tickets on the line for Saturday night at Whispering Oaks in Willard. Different ministry, concert number 2 in the heels of Jason Gray last month. 723-2555, 723-2555. We've had some good guesses so far.
Yeah, 1 in 4 parents say they never do what? And it's not spank the kids, kiss the kids, let their kids go to sleepovers, brushing their kids' teeth, reading to their kids, taking their kids to church, suggesting a career choice, paying their kids an allowance, yelling, leaving their kids with a babysitter, or starting a savings account for them. None of those. And again, it's 1 in 4 parents say they never do this. What is it? 715-723-2555.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, folks, come on. Just step into the batter's box. Give it a try. Give it a go here this morning.
723-2555. Just your area code 715 for Tuesday Trivia here on WWIB.
We got somebody. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
All right, Ryan. Guys have been underrepresented today, so give it a try here.
All right. Give the kids a cell phone.
Okay. Yeah. 1 in 4 parents say they never give their kids a cell phone.
I think Ryan's feeling like maybe he's going to come away the winner, but it's not it.
Thank you, Ryan. Call us back, 715-723-2555. 2 tickets to see Rhett Walker this Saturday night, courtesy of Different Ministry. 1 in 4 parents say they never do what? Never do what? 715-723-2555.
People want a hint, Caleb.
I know. They want a hint, but hints aren't forthcoming on Tuesdays. That just kind of... the MO of this show.
You know, back many moons ago, we may have given hints earlier than we typically do these days, and we wait longer.
This is a great prize.
Yeah.
Again, 2 t-shirts as well from Different Ministry.
All right, we've got somebody else on the line. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stacy from Ladysmith.
All right, Stacy, what do you think it is?
Lie to your children.
Oh, okay.
1 in 4 parents
say they never lie.
Mm.
Hopefully it's more than 1 in 4, but that is not it.
Thank you, Stacy. Call us back. Good to hear from Rusk County, 715-723-2555. Who wants to see Rhett Walker this Saturday? Answer this question on Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. 1 in 4 parents say they never do this. 1 in 4 parents.
Mm-hmm. All right, last call for contestants here for guesses, 723-2555. And are we going to move it on to a Win It Wednesday for these Rhett Walker tickets and t-shirts from Different Ministry? Whispering Oaks, the site for the concert on Saturday night. And it looks like we are going to shift it until Wednesday. So, all right.
Ask your kids at the dinner table, what's something I never do? Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, maybe.